We wanted to touch base with one organization that's very close to us. We do a lot of work with them when it comes to the Great Holiday Food Drive. Project Share in Niagara Falls is joining us now because we're going to talk about the Smile Cookie Campaign. It's coming up on Monday, and Jessica Taylor, who is Fundraising Events Coordinator at Project Share, joins us now. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Bonnie. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine now, but I will be eating many cookies on Monday and then mad at myself.
Well, it's going to go to a great cause this year, the Tim Hortons in Niagara Falls. That community has picked us at Project Share and the Alzheimer's Niagara region to receive the funds. So it's a smile for a cause. So it's going to be a good cookie.
I agree. The cookies are always delicious. We always kind of grade the smile, you know, is it a wonky smile? What does yours look like? And it's a nice thing just to kind of, you know, grab for, say, your coworkers, and then you know, the funds, I think it's 100% go right back to charity.
100%. Every smile cookie that is purchased between April 29th and May 5th goes directly to the charities.
Okay. So how do you get selected? Do you have to put a letter of intent in, or is it something that the Tim Hortons owners choose?
There is an application process. So we fill that out with many other charities, and then the local restaurants in each city get to pick the charities that they want to sponsor.
So you, along with the Alzheimer's Society, will benefit from all cookie sales in the falls?
Yes, the smile cookie purchases from the Niagara Falls Tim Hortons will receive all those donations and funds.
Okay, perfect. And do you have teams that kind of go out and you do some of the smiles for the staff members?
Yeah, actually, we have just over 40 volunteers for the week between us and the Alzheimer's, and they actually go and help the staff decorate the cookies. So they might be a little bit wonky, but these people are out there at the morning from 8 to 10, 12 to 2, and 4 to 6, helping get those cookies ready for everyone. So
amazing
to see the community come together. It's a really great event.
I didn't realize that you put so many hours into these smiles.
This is my first year doing it, and I didn't realize. I thought it was, you know, Tim Hortons staff, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Their arms must be tired afterwards, but the community comes together to really support us for this, so it's a great time.
Awesome. So what's going on at Project Share? Any events coming up? Anything new?
We're actually just getting ready to do our back-to-school assistance program. So it's in connection with in support of Canadian Tire Snack and Sneakers, and we helped last year over 800 students have a backpack, some healthy snacks, and school supplies to get ready for the new year.
So you're looking for donations for that now?
We will be starting that campaign just at the beginning of June. Kids are still in school, unfortunately. So,
unfortunately for who?
We have quite a lot going back.
I like the kids in school.
I'm pretty sure my 9-year-old niece would disagree with you there. She's already excited for the summertime. So
yeah, it's funny, yeah. Once the nicer weather comes, the kids are like, when do we get out of here? Like, I don't want to be here anymore.
So they haven't thought about going back to school, but the community will soon. So people can, community can follow us on our social media, and they'll know when we're ready to collect the donations for kids to go back to school.
Yeah, you guys have to think so far in advance, right? Back to school for me would be, you know, forever. I don't have to worry about that yet. But for you guys, you have to make sure you're super prepared, because you know that those people will be looking to you for help.
Exactly. And going back to school after you enjoyed the summer for the kids can be a little scary. So it's nice to know that we've helped these kids without having them to worry about what backpack am I going to have, and am I going to have enough crayons and pencils and pens? So it's a really great cause.
Okay, great. And then we've talked with Pam Sharp quite a bit about people needing more help in Niagara Falls, you know, not only with, you know, food donations, but, you know, other kinds of donations. Give us kind of just a little glimpse of what you're facing right now in the need in the community.
So with the Niagara region, we've been able to open a homelessness prevention, and that helps the community who are in urgent need of housing, and to help them navigate through the application forms of the Niagara region, and just support them, and especially ones who get new housing, they don't have any cutlery, plates, bedding. So we help them find and source items like that. I mean, everything helps. We help our community in any way we can. We've seen a 90% increase in the last 2 years of our services, and right now we're helping 1 in 7 residents in Niagara Falls.
1 in 7?
Yes.
Yikes. So talk to us about, if people are in need of help, how do they get in contact with you?
They can stop off at our location at Stanley Avenue, 4129 Stanley Avenue. They can also call us on our phone number, which is 905-357-1521. Or they can email us. And we will either, if we're not able to help them, we'll find a community group that may be able to help them in their situation.
All right. And then if people are in a position to help you, how can they go about doing that?
The grocery stores here in Niagara Falls always have bins, and we're always collecting daily. If they're looking to donate a food option, they can also drop off their donations to Project Share on Stanley Avenue at our warehouse. And we're open Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
All right. So again, we are joined by Jessica from Project Share. Why? Because on Monday, you can start buying your smile cookies. And Project Share in Niagara Falls is one of two organizations who will benefit from the sales. How much are the cookies now? Everything has gone up in price. So how much are the cookies?
I believe they're about $1.50 still.
Okay.
Which is a really great price. And again, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the charity. So I think that's amazing.
And if you go on your website, just hit projectshare.ca, the first thing you see is a smile cookie pre-order delivery form. So you can make sure that they have them in stock if you want them, if you want to bring them to your workplace. And so you have a sheet right here you can print out and make your order, and then you don't have to wait or wonder if they'll be in there.
Exactly. So especially when you're ordering a box, a dozen or two cookies for the larger companies, it's a really great way. I buy cookies every year, no matter what, for my office, and it always just brings a smile. So they can go to our website and print out the bulk order form and bring it to their closest Tim Hortons, too.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on being selected.
Thank you, Bonnie. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. That's our Jessica. She is from Project Share. We're talking about Smile Cookie Week. Lots of great organizations across Niagara will benefit when you buy that cookie. So, you know, if you're looking to treat someone or treat yourself, hey, that is probably the best way to do it. Just switching gears over to Port Colborne, I just received word from Hospice Niagara. The Ace of Spades has been caught, if you've been tracking this down. So Hospice Niagara's $88,000 to catch the ace jackpot has been won by a Port Colborne woman, and the Ace of Spades remained hidden for 27 full weeks. It was revealed during the weekly draw today. So Hospice Niagara is close to Marissa's heart after having a friend stay, and she said that it was so hard watching her friend go through the process, and it was very comforting in a sense that Hospice Niagara was there. So If you're still participating in that, the Ace of Spades has been caught. We have $88,000 going to Marissa Caddett of Port Colborne. So congratulations. I hope she enjoys that money. And then that other 50% going back to Hospice Niagara. So that's really great news. All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Don't forget, downtown St. Catharines quite busy tonight. Why? Because the Bare Naked Ladies are here with Scott Hellman. They are performing at the Meridian Center tonight. The concert starts at 7. And if you are heading out to that, number one, it's a little bit chilly than usual, so wear a winter jacket if you're walking downtown. Number two, we were talking to Bill Shank, the chair of the 2024 World Rowing Championships, and he was mentioning that they will have food bins, food donation bins. So, you know, we're talking to Project Share, but also for Feed Niagara, which also benefits Project Share. They now share all their food donations, which is wonderful. You can bring a food donation with you to the concert. So I'll be doing that. I'll be going through our cupboards here in the White House. What will I find? You never know, Greg. I've seen turkeys in cans. What are they called? Turduckens or, right?
Yeah, don't give that away.
No, nobody wants that.
Yeah, but that's a special item in this house.
Okay. Yeah, I will leave that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. The milk and cream, I haven't been here for 2 weeks. They've been expired since I left. So don't add that to your coffee.
You won't find much.
No, there's not a whole lot in our fridge these days.
Do you have change? Because the vending machine might be...
And they just refilled it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I love seeing them when they come in to refill it. You're like, yes, I need my Coke Zero.
They'd sell out way faster if they had tap.
Oh my gosh, you're right, because I never have. And I'm always searching through the newsroom and my pockets and then asking you for a quarter so I can get my Coke Zero. But yeah, you're right. Tap would be a great investment. That's how I spend a lot of money at airports usually, right? Because you get so thirsty flying, and then I'll pay anything for a drink after I get off of a flight.
So let's call the opener for tonight's show. What do you got? The opening song.
The opening song.
I think you're right with The Old Apartment.
Yeah, that's a classic for me.
As an opener. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. But I guess the big question for tonight's concert is, who will be the local choir making a special appearance?
Ooh.
Right? So if you're interested, you can come to the concert still. We're still 2 hours away, not too far out.
This could also be an opener.
Yeah, I was thinking that, because then everybody's pumped up a bit. The Old Apartment isn't a pump-up song, right?
I think it is.
No, put it on.
It's got a great intro. Hold on.
No, it's my favorite Bare Naked Ladies song.
Where'd it go?
I think this is the longest it's ever taken you to do anything. You're
know,
usually
really.
Like an octopus
Holy
in there.
Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe a little bit of a pump up. Wow, we love you! 2024 World Rowing! 100 days away!
Yeah, so you let me know. Text me.
I will, and I'm going to... I'll do some videos. You know what I was thinking? Not just of the ladies, but the choir, the local choir. That would be great to find out who that is. And this is all last minute. We were talking to Bill Shank, the chair of the event, and he was saying that this all came together in just the last 2 days. So a local choir, I don't know if they reached out.